Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, April 20th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Fantastic Novels. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we take a deep dive into some of the fascinating articles on Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're delving into a realm where imagination knows no bounds. Our journey today is about Fantastic Novels, a classic American science fiction and fantasy pulp magazine that served as a crucial bridge for fans and readers during a rich period of literary history. First published in 1940, Fantastic Novels stands as a testament to the zeitgeist of its era. What was it about the 1940s that gave rise to such a vibrant culture of speculative fiction? It was a time when the world was grappling with the aftermath of the Great Depression and was deeply embroiled in World War II. As such, fantasies and sci-fi offered readers a much-needed escape into realms where the usual rules of reality didn't apply. In fact, it became even more crucial for these novels to transport readers as technology raced ahead and society transformed at an unprecedented pace. The magazine was initially launched by the publishers of another pulp magazine called Famous Fantastic Mysteries. Now, what role did these magazines play in the literary world? Simply, they acted as gateways. They were the portals through which a broader audience accessed stories steeped in imagination and speculative thought. You see, today we can access a plethora of media at the click of a button, but back then, pulp magazines were a goldmine of entertainment, providing a platform for storytelling that would influence generations of writers and readers alike. Fantastic Novels featured a mix of serialized novels and short stories, and it initially drew from a deep well of reprints rather than new tales. But why, you might ask, would people care about reprints at all? It's fascinating to note that at the time, many of the original novels were out of print and hard to find. Thus, reprinting them for a new audience was almost akin to resurrecting these works. Imagine coming across a forgotten treasure chest and eagerly sharing its splendorous contents with everyone around you. That's essentially what this magazine did. Perhaps you're wondering what kind of stories found a home in this magazine. The content ranged from swashbuckling adventures and mysterious otherworldly narratives to tales of unimaginable invention. We're talking about stories by authors like A. Merritt, whose 1919 novel, The Moon Pool, was reprinted and found new life among readers. There were stories that wrestled with existential questions of human existence, while others pushed the boundaries of science and speculative thought. One could say these works acted as imaginative hypotheses that dared us to ponder, what if? Let's pause here for a quick question for our audience. Have you ever stumbled across a story or a book that, although written decades ago, seemed to speak directly to the concerns of our modern world? Perhaps it was a science fiction tale that tapped into anxieties around technology, or a fantasy epic exploring themes of good versus evil. I'd truly love to hear your thoughts. Now, back to Fantastic Novels. By 1941, the magazine switched publishers to Popular Publications, with Mary Nadinger as editor, a notable feature given the male-dominated landscape of the time. As editor, Mary Nadinger curated a selection that not only kept readers turning pages, but kept their imagination on the edge of its seat. Have you ever considered how different the literary world might be today without the visionaries willing to take risks on storytelling? After a short hiatus during the war years, perhaps due to paper shortages or other economic factors, the magazine surfaced again in 1948 with a renewed focus. Unfortunately, the late 1940s and early 1950s were harsh waters for pulp magazines, as the industry faced immense pressure from evolving media landscapes. Yet, during its run, Fantastic Novels published a total of 24 issues before ceasing publication in 1951. The landscape shifted, but its influence lingered. Today, as we sit surrounded by advanced technologies and evolving forms of storytelling, it's worth pondering how publications like Fantastic Novels laid a foundation that many modern sci-fi and fantasy outlets build upon. Could we say that current blockbuster movies and expansive literary franchises owe a debt to these early pulp magazines? And what about the digital resurgence of genre magazines today? Would those exist without the groundwork laid by early pioneers? What we take for granted today, in terms of access to fiction of all flavors and colors, stands on the shoulders of giants. Giants like fantastic novels that dared to dream beyond the mundane. So perhaps the next time you're browsing for some weekend reading, you'll take a moment to think about those pages from the past that might just provide the curiosity and courage needed to explore what lies ahead. Before we wrap up, I invite you to seek out similar treasures from your own past reading journeys and perhaps discover how they resonate with today's ever-changing societal landscape. Let's nurture that flicker of curiosity. Who knows where it might lead you? Thanks for joining me on this journey back in time and into the realms of fantastic novels. Until next time, let your imagination be boundless. Keep wondering, keep questioning, for that's where the seeds of the next great story will be planted.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Fantastic Novels. Thanks for listening. See you next time.